T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Zeiss is joining us, manager of Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm out in Amherst. Chris, is this the big tree weekend for Christmas?
I certainly hope so. It should be, yes.
You know, because Thanksgiving was so late this year, are you hearing from customers that their schedules are thrown off a little bit?
Yeah, everybody's just a little confused. Last year we had the longest tree selling season we could possibly have, and this year it's a lot shorter. But we've been moving along pretty well since and before Thanksgiving.
And what's the selection like this year?
It's really good. We always have the Fraser fir and Douglas fir. The one thing missing this year is noble firs, and that's just due to issues they have out in the Pacific Northwest with the growers and shortages and things like that.
What is the best-selling tree that you think you have?
Typically the Fraser fir.
And is that because the needles stay?
Right. Well, the needles stay on. They smell really good. They're overly attractive with the dark blue and green foliage, and people just like them. Their shape is wonderful.
What do you notice about this time of year? I mean, it's the experience that people are after, right, when they come to look for their tree?
Oh, definitely. You know, people, you know, the whole family comes to pick out the tree. They have a good time. They have little things. Sometimes they go in, you know, the same place every year and get, you know, something to eat after they pick out their tree. They just have a whole ritual involved about the tree.
Yeah, and it almost seems like it's a thing now to get more than one tree.
Yes, a lot of people are getting more than one. Sometimes they'll have a smaller one they put in another room, or a tree that the kids themselves can decorate because mom doesn't really like. Well, the mom does like, but doesn't want to, you know, that's not her main tree.
So yeah, okay.
Her tree, and then the kids get theirs.
Yeah, and sometimes they have a real tree and they have an artificial tree, right, at the same house?
Right, right. And this year it seems like people, you know, hopefully the economy is doing a little better. People have a little bit more money, and Christmas is going to be good for everybody.
Yeah. Do you deliver trees?
We do, yeah.
Okay. And do you set them up, too?
We try not to as much as possible because sometimes, you know, something may or may not happen, and if the tree falls over, then it's our responsibility. We have to go back. But we definitely do deliver them.
Okay.
To people's homes.
Yeah. Do you have your tree?
I do.
Were you, like, among the first?
Not among the first, somewhere in the middle of what we've sold so far, and it was a Douglas fir.
A Douglas, okay. And generally, tree height, is it about 7 feet, or do you have a lot, you know, taller trees too for people with, you know?
8 foot, 9 foot.
Okay.
Usually the really big ones go first and do with our clientele. We know what they're looking for, and we have a certain amount of those on hand. We've even sold, you know, several 35-foot trees this year for different organizations that pre-order them. But for a home, it's usually in the 6-7 foot range, and, you know, hopefully they fit in the people's house.
Yeah, I think I saw yesterday that the Rockefeller Center tree is 77 feet tall this year.
That's amazing. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, can you imagine a tree from Western New York, you know, going to New York? Usually they're closer, I think, to the city, right?
Right, right. But that's great. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, do you sell artificial trees in addition to real?
We do not. We're a nursery and, you know, and grower, things like that. So our main focus is on live, you know, live trees. And that's the way we want it to go. And just how important the live trees are to everything. There's probably over 350 million of them grown in the U.S. each year. And in the fields, and what they do for our atmosphere and whatnot is just amazing compared to an artificial one that may only last for about 10 years and it's thrown in a landfill for another 100.
That's a good point. Now, do you sell potted Christmas trees that people can bring inside and then plant?
We do. We actually sell quite a few of those. There's a little bit of a trick to it, but it does work, and a lot of people do it year after year and with great success.
Oh, that sounds good. Are prices about the same as they've been, or is there any change with that this year?
They are. They've gone up a little bit. A lot of it has to do with the shortage of employees, not necessarily here, but at the different growers with the labor shortages. And then also just with the different regulations that have been imposed on the trucking firms. So sometimes it takes a little longer for the loads to get moved around, and just the pricing went up based on that.
Well, Chris, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for joining me this morning, and have a great Christmas tree weekend out there.
Thank you.
That's Chris Zeiss, manager of Russell's Tree and Shrub Farm on Transit Road in Amherst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.